I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, here's Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Bay Area! Welcome to the program. You heard the man. Like it or not, you have your main man. As my man Henry Wooford used to say, Zachariah, for the next 3 hours, who back there is leaving? We got Lucas leaving. So, Lucas, you get no love. I just said your name. I shouldn't have. It's like giving free advertising out. We do have Worldwide West, and we have our man Coley Cole. It's a cold world out there, as you
know. Dirty white boy.
For all you J. Cole lovers out there. We have 3 hours for you, and I've got a ton to get to, so I'm looking forward to it. The guest list is fantastic, as per usual. A little help from me. Pat myself on the back early, as I often do. Don't throw a flag on me, Wes. Don't throw a flag on me. But I had a part in the booking. Actually, only one of the guys ended up being from my end. So, Coley Cole, you get all the love. We have Levi Damian, editor-in-chief, lead writer for Silver and Black Pride of SB Nation. He'll be at the bottom of this hour, 4:30. Scott Osler, you know how much I love talking to him. He's got this weird, dry humor that I feel like most of you guys should be enjoying. It's also fantastic in the San Francisco Chronicle. He's a sports columnist for them. We have Scott Reese. We're going to do like a little Romeo and Juliet because, what is it? The Capulets and the whoever's. I wasn't much of a, whatever you said. I didn't hear it. Say Montagues. It on air. Be a man. Turn the mic on and say it on air. It's the Capulets and the who, Wes.
And the Montagues.
There we go. Because I went to Cal and Scott Reese is a Stanford guy, but we'll talk to him at 5:30 regardless. I like the guy a lot. He just went to a terrible school. And by terrible, I mean one of the best schools in the world. We have Sal Castaneda. He tells you where to drive to make your drive the fastest possible. And he also does the, what is it, on the 9 that I'm supposed to be on. Remind me to call him out. I'm supposed to show up to, what is it, the 9 at 9? On the 9? Something like that. So we'll talk to Sal at 6 o'clock. And then Marcus Thompson, he works for Bang. Get that Scott Breen Bang sound ready. We should have that. That should be in the rotation of sounders that we have anytime that I'm on. Because I love, instead of saying the Bay Area News Group, I like to say Bang. And not me, but I mean Scott Breen. So we'll talk to Marcus Thompson at 6:30. We have a game going on right now. A game that was not played at 10 a.m. that was supposed to be played. The Steelers and the Chiefs got moved back. And every time they cut to a reporter, and I'm going to get to the Raiders here in a second. And if you want to join me, I'm going to talk Raiders in this hour. We're going to talk Warriors in the next hour. Then we're going to talk Niners and general sports in the third hour. But as always, you can join me at any time on any topic. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The Penske Auto Sales .com text line 95795. Hit me up on Twitter. There might be a poll erected. I haven't figured out what the poll could be, but I'm thinking we get at least one poll
for
a 3 hour
show. Guys.
Yeah, I'm a big poll guy. I'm thinking we can get one poll in this 3 hour show. At Zach Sports is where you'll see it. ZAK Sports. The station is at 95.7 The Game. Before I get into the Raiders stuff that I would love to talk about, and there's a bunch to get into. In this offseason, when your team's good, let me put it like this. You know how much more interesting the offseason is going to be for Oakland Raiders fans than it is going to be for Niners fans? Even though the Niners are going to be making more changes than the Raiders are going to make, it's going to be way more interesting for Raider Nation because the decisions actually mean something. And I'm not saying that it's not important for York and Guido and Parag and whatever his little group of people that he's putting together to make decisions are not, that it's not important what they do in terms of GM and head coach. But I will say this, the decisions mean less in the immediate present. In the future, yeah. The Niners need to hire a GM and a coach that are competent and will get them back to being relevant. But as of right now, even the micro decisions for the Raiders are more important than what the Niners are doing. So when you look at all of the things that are coming down the line and who's doing what and who's doing, I mean, it's way bigger for Raider Nation. But before I get to all that, the decision to move the game, and by the way, I will be your correspondent. Guru was on with Steiny earlier, so he's not on the show. So he's normally the correspondent. I'm going to be the correspondent. So I'll update you on this game that's going on. But do you know that it came out today from the NFL insiders as I watched like 9 hours of pregame? I don't know how people on the East Coast do it. I was expecting football at 10 a.m. I watched 9 hours of previews for the game. It was horrendous. Anyhooser, it's coming out that the NFL, they've probably played their last 10 a.m. playoff game. They're going to move all of them to the night because of how many more viewers they get. And it makes sense. People are out with their families. People are going to church. It makes sense to move it later. And we don't care that much, do we? Do we care about a 5 p.m. start? For the East Coast people, it stinks. Game starts at 8:20. You're in bed at earliest at what, midnight? 8:20, 9:20, 10:20, 11:20, 20 minutes of post-game, 20 minutes of getting it so that you've brought yourself down, decompressing to get to sleep. So it doesn't matter for us, but it sounds like the NFL is going to move to the point where there are no morning playoff games anymore. There's going to be, like, this switch was because of weather, in air quotes. No more shout-outs for you. Not going to say who that was.
Football guy.
It's a guy that's leaving us right now, so he gets no recognition.
Smart guy.
And I can't knock him for it. Anyways, Zachariah Solo Dolo here on 95.7 The Game. We're taking your phone calls. Or I'm taking your phone calls. No, we. Well, I guess it's we. We got Coley Cole and we got Worldwide West. So it is we. We are taking your phone calls. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Anyways, I found that interesting. Going into the show, watching that, and hearing that they might make all the games at night. And again, West Coast people, not a huge deal. But I spent 2 summers in New York, and I was very fond of the 7 seconds or less Phoenix Suns teams. Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Joe Johnson, Sean Marion, Leandro Barbosa, who we know out here in Golden State. You realize if you live in New York and you want to watch a Suns game, that you get to the bar at 10:30. You get to the bar at 10:30 for tip-off. The game ends the game ends at damn near 2 in the morning.
Sucks.
If you happen to really like that 7 seconds or less Suns team, you are out there from 10:30 to 2 in the morning.
That's not cool, man.
And that's just watching the game, Draymond. That's just watching the game. And then what are you supposed to do after that? You're supposed to party, like you're ready to go to bed after that.
Yeah, whatever. Like, you just laugh, whatever.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I mean, Draymond, it's terrible. It's a terrible watching experience. Anyways, I don't think it's going to have a huge effect on the West Coast, but for the East Coast people, I assume they would like their games to be as early as possible. But I did hear that the NFL is going to move on from having early morning games, and they're just going to have the afternoon game around 1:40? Today's kickoff for the Cowboys.
That's correct.
And the Packers. And then they're going to have 1:40 for that game. And then they're going to have 5:20 for the night game because they're going to get way more viewers, which means way more money. And what have I always said? Follow the money. All right. Give me my breaking news sounder. This is I got to take Guru's goal. You know, roll on. So I assure you that I'm going to get to Raiders talk here in a second, but I do want to keep you abreast, if you will, on the Packers-Cowboys playoff game going on right now. People are saying this might shatter ratings records because of how popular the two fan bases are, and it is true. You see Packers fans and Cowboys fans. The Raiders are up there. I guess the Patriots would be with all their success now. But in terms of the history, Cowboys and Packers are very high up there. Anyways, the Cowboys just scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter, cutting the lead 28-20. Oh, I'm sorry. I am in Dallas. I am with Jerry Jones. I am drinking, what do you think Jerry Jones drinks? I'm guessing scotch.
No,
right?
Red Merlot.
Red Merlot?
Yeah.
I think you're underestimating.
He's like a
Scotch
guy.
Yeah, he's a Scotch guy.
And by the way, you're in Arlington, Texas, next to the ballpark in Arlington.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it says Dallas on their name, so I'm going to call it Dallas. His mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. 28-20 is now the score. Aaron Rodgers just got the ball back. There is 11:39 to go in the fourth quarter. I will be giving you breaking news sounders. But we are in the Bay Area. And I'm sure a lot of the people listening to me right now on the airwaves are Raiders fans. And even if you're not, then pay attention to the conversation because it's in the Bay Area. And you need to remain relevant. There's a lot of different things to get into with the Raiders. The most obvious thing to talk about, and you're welcome to jump on in the conversation, about whether or not they fired the right coordinator. I think a lot of people thought that Ken Norton Jr. was going to get fired. Instead, it was Bill Musgrave that got fired. And I don't know if I'm alone on this. I don't know how many people agree with it. I would love to hear from the fan base. Actually, that might be our first poll. Hang on. Let's not do it yet. At least play the T-Pain music so I can feel good. Yeah. Anytime we say the word poll, this music is very soothing for everybody involved with the program. I don't know if it's going to be our first poll. I'll leave it up to you guys. You guys can vote on this. The poll that I would put up is, did they fire the right coordinator? Yes or no? So we could do that. We could do that. I might come up with a better poll. Again, remember, we have to be very careful with our polls. We can't just put up whatever poll we want. Even though we're big poll guys, we have to be very careful with our polls. So that might be the poll. Did they fire the right coordinator? Yes or no? So we might put that up. Because I think most people thought after the season was over, you look at the numbers, the defense was not great. The offense was good. Great. I mean, top 10. Did they fire the right guy? I think most people thought Ken Norton would be fired before Bill Musgrave. Here's why I like the move. If you want to be great, damn it, sometimes really good is not enough. I like if, you know, some company, let's say you have stock in, you know, pick a, I don't like to give out free advertising, but just pick a very successful, rich company. I like that if they had a great year, they said, you know what? Kick rocks. Even though we did great, we could do better. I like the attitude of we could do better. Now, it's different than what happened in Santa Clara with Jim Harbaugh, because that's essentially what Jed York did, right? We got to three straight NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. We could do better. We don't raise, yeah, thank you, turkey on the 50. We don't raise, you know, NFC championship banners. We only raise Super Bowl banners. But that's at a certain point. The Raiders were one and done in the playoffs. And while the offense was great, they had the personnel. I've had this conversation with numerous people ad nauseum about scheme and personnel. We've had polls about it. We've had people call in about it. But the bottom line is Musgrave was working with a lot more talent than, Musgrave was working with a lot more talent than Norton Jr. was. Bottom line. So it's hard for me to judge, was Musgrave doing a better job than Norton, or did Musgrave just have more to work with than Norton? That would be my big question, and I would say no. I think anybody that looked at the roster offensively and defensively for the Raiders would say that obviously it would be easier to do better at being the offensive coordinator than the defensive coordinator. And if they felt like the offense could have been better despite being top 10 in the league, then damn it, I love the move. And the guy that they brought in, Downing, was getting courted for offensive coordinator positions. So they had to choose between him and Musgrave. And while I questioned some of the things that Musgrave did, and I thought a lot of, you know, some of the stuff that he did also was really good. You know, he was too passive for me when they needed to be aggressive, and he was too aggressive for me when they needed to be passive. But ultimately, they felt like we have to choose between these two guys, and this guy can make us better. I bet you if you had a drink with JDR or Reggie McKenzie or Davis, I'm sure Davis is not, you know, meddling with that decision, but whatever. I think it would come down to, look, we were really, really good last year. Derek Carr had a lot to do with that. Amari Cooper had a lot to do with that. The offensive line had a lot to do with that. But ultimately, I think the guy that we could lose is going to be better than the guy that we had. 888-957-9570. Did the Raiders fire the wrong coordinator? 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Hit me up on Twitter at Zach Sports, Z-A-K Sports. The other thing I want to get to when it comes to the silver and black and this offseason is exactly what you're looking for in terms of where they're going to go in this offseason. Here's my answer. And I often, look, there are people in this business, and by this business I mean sports broadcasting, that purposely try to do hyperbole, you know, like do the extreme. I'm just extreme by nature. I wake up extreme. I don't do it to, like, manufacture it. It's not fake on
cocaine
my end.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Well, that's involved. Yeah, I mean, you know, the nose candy doesn't hurt. That's a joke, by the way. And flag on you for insinuating that I do cocaine, World Wide West. Flag on you. First flag of the day. We are a show of accountability. Throw a flag on yourself, Wes. Don't insinuate that I do blow, man. I don't do blow. But I'm extreme. I'm extreme one way or the other. There's very little middle ground with me. And this is what I'll say about the offseason. Everything defense. Every single move, defense. If I was the GM, I would not draft an offensive player. Nope. No offensive players. All defense. Imagine Derek Carr, all of the warts that he covered during the year. Imagine him with a great defense. Now, they brought in some guys last year that helped the defense. The defense was a lot better this year than it was the year before and the year before that. I mean, the defense has been bad for so long. But every single thing that you do, defense. That's my answer. Who do you want drafted? I don't care. Defense. Who do you want here? Defense. Free agency. Defense. Trade? Defense. Now, the NFL doesn't trade, but my point remains the same. Address the defense. And then we can actually see if Ken Norton Jr. needs to be replaced. As of right now, I give him a grade of incomplete for this year. I don't know how many people could have looked like a good defensive coordinator with the personnel that was on that team. So I'll throw it out to you, Raider Nation, 888-957-9570. What do you want to do in the offseason? Here's my answer. It's a very simple answer. It's a blanketed answer. It covers everything. And I don't even care what specifically is addressed. But the answer is defense. Now, whether or not you count Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack as linebackers, I don't. They're defensive linemen to me. The linebacking core to me is the weakest part of this defense. So I would love to get that fixed up. And as you know, the middle linebacker is the quarterback of your defense. That's why I loved the guy from the Bears whose name always slips me, Nick Roach. I loved Nick Roach. Unfortunately, his career ended by concussions. But you need somebody that is commanding the defense. They're the guys, you know, getting the plays in the heads, switching stuff up, moving around. They're the quarterback of the defense. And that linebacking crew, I'm sorry, I was shocked when I saw the age of Malcolm Smith. Malcolm Smith is only 27 years old. Came from Seattle. Why does he play like he's closer to 37? I don't mean to down talk the guy, but I thought he was a lot older than that. At 27, I'm 33. 6 years ago? I was in my prime in my hoop game. I mean, now I'm old. I get winded. I'm tired. The wrist hurts after I hit too many J's. But the point is, Malcolm Smith is only 27 years old and he played that poorly this year. I did not like what I saw out of him. Take it from a former first team all-league junior college basketball player. Yeah, I mean, that was at 20, you know, but still. 27 and he looked that old. The linebacking core is the first place that I would go. Then after that, the secondary. Hopefully, praise be to God, it's Sunday. So, God, can we get Aldon Smith back on the team, reinstated? Okay. He did a full year. Then he did another half a year. Can we get him back in the game?
Dude, you have so much pull.
That guy, man. Roger Goodell on his high horse. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you when I tell you, you know. We'll revisit it in March. Can I call you next week? The check's in the mail. Anyways, hopefully he comes back. I'm not worried about the defensive line. The linebacking core, I think, needs to be drastically improved. And then the secondary. And the secondary is less of a concern for me, again, than the linebacking core. But it does need some work. But again, I would put all the focus on the defense because your offense has shown that it can – you guys can go 12-4, and it really should be 13-3 because Derek Carr got hurt in week 16. They probably would have beat Denver in Denver. You've shown that your offense can get you to damn near 13-3, in the very least 12-4, with a very subpar defense. Get the defense honed up. Every pick. Every free agent acquisition. Hell, ignore the offense. You were seventh in offense. You can go to 11. Get your defense from 974 to 20. And then maybe you'll have a chance. Let's go to the phone calls. It's never a show without our good friend. And again, the number, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Did the Raiders fire the wrong coordinator? And what do you want to see your silver and black do in the offseason? I don't think they fired the wrong coordinator. And my answer to the second one is defense. Just defense. I can rank it if you want, but just defense in general. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Never a show without him. What's popping, Mitch?
How you doing, Zach?
Fantastic. Hey,
what's happening?
Watching a game, pretending like I'm paying attention to my show. What do you got going on?
All right, it's a good show.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Start.
Thank you.
Okay, just 3 hours? It should be more. I agree they should go defense. I don't think they had to fire Bill Musgrave, but if this guy's going to be better, more to it. They have to get, I want to see the Titans get more involved. Got to re-sign Murray. I wouldn't mind seeing Juju Smith draft in the second round, but go defense.
How much would you pay Murray? Because that's going to be an interesting topic in the offseason. How much would you pay Murray, Mitch?
I don't think you can pay him top. You got to keep him.
Yeah, but what if he gets top point. From somebody else?
I guess, then, well, we do have two good
he's not going to get top. He's not going to get, like, AP money. Yeah. I'd pay him that, I think.
No, not like AP. But you got Washington, and I know Rashad was good too, but he's a little small, so he's not an everyday back. And of course, there'll always be Darren McFadden, one of my fans. He'll be out there as a free agent. And with these teams, I hope they can stay in Oakland, but it just seems like these owners, there's some bad owners, they're cheap. They find a better sugar mama, and they're going to latch onto him. That's why I got a feeling that's what's going to happen with the Raiders.
Yeah, we're going to get to this relocation. By the way, you did not say McFadden, did you?
Still one of my favorites. I think he's still
got. He's already on the Raiders, Mitch.
I know. Well,
you don't marry your ex-wife, Mitch. I love you. Get out of here over there, Mitch. Mitch in New Jersey. Flag on Mitch. Flag on Mitch for the Darren McFadden reference. That would be funny if he came back. What if he balled out and came back? Bring back Rolando McClain.
No.
Isn't McClain suspended for like a year and a half or something? Guy can't stay out of trouble. Did we lose the other guy? I was going to get to the other guy. Look. I've been the biggest proponent of Latavius Murray. I've been fighting for him when a lot of people were knocking on him. I love the other guys, Washington and Rashard, in the offense. But Latavius Murray is the only guy that really strikes me as somebody that can carry the ball consistently. Would you trust either of those other two guys? Even if you were platooning them and going back and forth, would you trust those two guys to be sustainable over the year? I think they're perfect where they're at. You have Latavius take the majority of the workload, and then you have Rashard and Washington splitting in and sort of giving you that different dynamic. I think you do bring Latavius back. I heard him on these airwaves. I forget who it was with, so my apologies. He was on these airwaves, and he talked about wanting to come back. Again, if the price tag is too high, then you say bye-bye. But if it's reasonable, I love me some Latavius. Let's go to, I'm assuming it's Richard, but I'm going to say Rashard just for the, for the moment of the conversation. Rashard in Pacifica. Go ahead, Rashard.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up, man?
Not much. Yeah, you know what? I absolutely agree with you. I think Musgrave was the right call this year. But like you stated, I believe he was too passive a lot, you know, and we got on the ball. We started putting our foot down when, we're behind in the fourth quarter. I would have liked to see a steady flow throughout the whole game. So I agree. Musgrave definitely the right choice there over Ken Norton. But a quick question for you. What do you, aside from the defense, what do you think about these drop passes in the passing game?
It was disturbing, and thank you for the phone call, Rashard. Again, I'm sure it's Richard, but I'm calling you Rashard because we're talking about running backs. The drop passes were disturbing, without a doubt. And people were talking about Michael Crabtree being the best second wide receiver in the game, and there was countless times. And it wasn't only the drop passes. It was when they dropped the passes. They dropped the passes in the most inopportune times. It would be third downs. It would be big gains. It wasn't just like a drop on first and five where it didn't matter. They were very important drops, and I noticed that throughout the season. All right, give me my my breaking news sounder, please, Wes. Live from Arlington, I am in a suite with Jerry Jones. He is going crazy. He is just downing this scotch down the hatch, and he is very excited because the Cowboys have not only scored a touchdown, they have gotten the two-point conversion. The touchdown pass went to Dez Bryant, and then Dez Prescott ran it in for the two-point conversion. It is 28-28 with 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. I will keep you abreast, if you will, throughout the program on that. Okay, we haven't even scratched the surface on the Raiders topics that I want to get to. Again, it'll be a Raiders hour. It'll be a Warriors hour. It'll be a Niners and general sports hour because the Niners are so bad, they don't deserve their own hour. So we will do all of that. I'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Levi Damian, editor-in-chief, lead writer for Silver and Black Pride of SB Nation.
Now back to Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
I'm all hoping and wishing I'm about to take my key and put it in ignition. So give me some... Now give me some running a hands to my fro, bouncing on 24s while they say they ain't ready.
Oh, this is my song. I'm sorry. I make no apologies for my singing. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. I am Zachariah, solo, dolo, less singing, unless Wes keeps bringing the hits. Look, you put a song that I love on, and I'm going to sing it. That's just how it goes. I've done karaoke. I've got a terrible voice, but I don't care about it. We're going to go to Derek in New Jersey coming up here in a little bit. I want to get to also the free agents that are coming up for the Raiders, who you want to keep, who you don't want to keep. We have officially erected a poll at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. You can vote. Did the Raiders fire the proper offensive or coordinator? Did they fire the right coordinator? They fired the offensive one. They kept the defensive one when I think a lot of people thought that that would not be the case. We will start with that. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We will start with that with our next guest, Levi Damian, editor, chief lead writer for Silver and Black Pride, SB Nation, on Twitter, at Levi Damian. Levi, how are you?
I am good, Zach. You missed your calling.
Don't flatter me because I know I can't sing. What's funny is that everybody thinks that I can sing because of my voice. They're like, you must be a great singer. And I'm like, it's the opposite. I am horrendous at singing. I have no tone. I'm tone deaf. It's all bad. But Levi, let's start there. Were you surprised by the move? Because I think most people in the media and most of Raider Nation thought that it would be Ken Norton Jr. that got let go and not Bill Musgrave. Were you shocked at the decision, and do you think it was the right one?
I was surprised at the decision. Looking back on it, there probably shouldn't have been as much surprise. And I don't mean necessarily the difference between whether, keeping Ken Norton and getting and not bringing Musgrave back, but that they put the blame on Marcus Robertson for the defensive woes. And the reason why I say there probably shouldn't have been as much surprise is because once it had happened, I immediately thought to myself, it's like, aha. Because if you listen to what Jack Del Rio said in his presser after the season, what did he do but say the number one problem that the Raiders had was explosive plays, and that falls squarely on the secondary. So essentially what he was saying is, he's like, yeah, our defense was bad, but one specific area of the defense was bad, and that was the secondary. And then you look at you question that a lot, really, because they bring in Sean Smith, and you think this secondary is finally NFL caliber, supposed to be one of the better in the league. And then with David Emerson, after having such a great season last year, he seemed to have kind of taken a step back. And I think, you know, obviously based on the moves that were made, he put the blame on Robertson for Sean Smith not playing up to the way he'd been playing in Kansas City, and Emerson for not playing as well as he did last season.
Well, help me out with this, because it seems like it's a constant debate. And look, I do sports radio, and it's multiple times a week, and you got to find something to talk about. But it always seems like it comes down to personnel versus scheme. And I argue way more that personnel is more important than scheme. You can make a guy calling the plays look a lot better when you have the good players there. And for Ken Norton Jr., the personnel was not there. And for Musgrave, while they were seventh in the league in offense, he had the personnel. So maybe they thought they could be better, right?
Well, that's another thing you look at, because just like the defense, where they put the blame on the secondary coach, it seems like with the offense they gave the credit to the quarterback's coach.
Yeah,
because Derek Carr was the kind of carried this offense throughout the season, and you think, well, how could they possibly break up that, you know, that chemistry if he was playing so well? The working with that offensive coordinator, why would they break up that chemistry? It seems, based on the moves made, you have to think, well, maybe they were thinking that maybe, because you can't really know, obviously, unless you're on the inside of this, whether it was the combination of the two, whether it was Derek Carr who was making the plays despite the calls that were coming down onto the field. And so they figure, well, the guy that maybe not just giving the credit to the offensive coordinator, but they had to make a decision, because Downing was in demand, right? Supposedly there were like four or five different teams who were considering him as a candidate for their offensive coordinator position. So the Raiders figured, we have to make a decision. If we keep Musgrave, we lose Downing. If we keep Downing, he needs to be promoted, and that means we need to let Musgrave go. So again, they gave the credit to the quarterback's coach, and they're moving forward.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head there. I think they realized that they basically had to make a decision, and while Musgrave was not terrible, he was probably above average, they thought that a guy that was well sought out after it from other teams would be a better option than what they had there. And that's the part that I love about it, that while you were very good, you want to be great. So make the move. I was all for it. Levi Damian, editor, chief lead writer, Silver and Black Pride, good enough to join me. Zachariah Solo Dolo here on 95.7 The Game. When you look at the can we do a little I hate to put you on the spot. I didn't prepare you for this, but can I give you a rapid fire, unrestricted free agent keep or let go for these players, assuming the price is right? Can we do that?
Sure.
Malcolm Smith.
Let go.
Nate Allen.
The price is right. That's a tough one. I have to say
Bob Barker. Let go?
I have to say let go.
DJ Hayden.
Let go.
Matt McGloin.
Let go.
Andre Holmes.
Keep.
Menelik Watson.
Oh, keep.
Perry Riley.
Keep.
Darren Bates.
Keep.
Brandon Tarwick.
Keep.
Michael Rivera.
Let go.
Stacy McGee.
Keep.
And then the big one, Latavius Murray.
Keep. You missed one, though.
Who?
Well, I think is the biggest free agent the Raiders have right now, and that's DeMeco Autry.
Oh, not on this list.
He's not unrestricted. That's why. He's a restricted free agent.
Aha, aha.
But I think he's the number one guy that they have to. They have to slap a tender on him and keep him.
Okay, so the only one that we disagreed on, because I had my own answers to all those players, the only one that we disagreed on was Michael Rivera. The reason why I would keep him around, look, he's not good at run blocking. We all know that. But I think it's a good compliment to Lee Smith, who obviously got injured. And I think that was a pretty a big blow for the Raiders that nobody really talked about as the season went along, because he doesn't play in a glorified position. But why not Michael Rivera as a pass catcher? You don't like him there at the tight end spot?
I like him a lot, but you look at when Lee Smith was healthy, mm-hmm. Rivera was inactive. They weren't even using him. They just didn't have him as part of the game plan. Now, granted, without Musgrave there, there is a possibility. So you know what? you know, I was thinking of it in terms of what the Raiders were doing with Musgrave as the offensive coordinator. So, you know, I think I'd probably have to change my answer on that now that I think about it. And I hate to be wishy-washy, but I really was shortchanging the, you know, the possibility that they should bring him back based solely on the game plan last season, not my personal opinion of Revere, which I think he's their best pass catching tight end. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I think they should. So, yeah, I'm going to change my mind on that. Absolutely. And you also forgot one other guy.
Condo. What's up with my list, man? I'm not going to bust the source out, but if I'm missing two guys on my list, then I got to throw a flag on this this website. Anyways, who else did I miss?
John Condo.
Oh, the long snapper. Yeah. I knew that, but I don't think they put him on there. He's got to come back, right? He's the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring him back because Sebastian Janikowski, I think they'll bring him back. I mean, they'll keep him around. He's got another season on his contract. You at least have to keep them together for, you know, and you can sign him to, I think he's 36 now, Condo is, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's a long snapper, and they can last a little while.
Keep that together. It's not gonna break the bank, if you know what I'm saying.
No. Give him a couple year deal.
Finally, here, according to CBSSports.com, Jason LaCanfora, it sounds like the two sides between Jack Del Rio and the Raiders are working on a contract extension. Has he shown you enough in his first couple of years that he is the guy that should be leading this team and has kind of pushed back the stigma, I guess you would say, of his stint in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, you have to say so. He brought a team that was 3-13 to a contender in one season, and now they're, you know, they were within an eyelash of the number one seed and taking the division in the second year. You have to say that he's done it. I'm a little surprised they're doing it just 2 years in. I would think that they would at least, you know, maybe 3 years do it again, but unless he completely took a nosedive in year three, which I don't see happening, that's a great saying. You keep him around if he's done what you wanted him to do, and you can't say he hasn't. So yeah,
I'm with you on like 95% of what you just said. The 5% is just the lingering kind of feeling that Jack Del Rio might be a very, very, very good coach, but not a great coach, which is all anybody cares about is Super Bowls, right? The last team standing that did not lose their last game. I do have a little bit of doubt there, but I agree with you. I think you should probably err on the side of caution and be smart about it and bring him back. Levi Damian, editor-chief, lead writer for Silver and Black Pride of SB Nation. Follow him on Twitter, at Levi Damian. Always appreciate the time, Levi. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday fun day.
You too.
There you go. Levi Damian. Always great stuff from him. All right, coming up next, Raider Nation. Where you at? Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Potential free agents. I've got the final Pro Football Focus grades from all of the players in the Silver and Black. The important ones. We'll go through that. Did they fire the wrong coordinator or the right coordinator? Yes or no? At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. A lot of people thought it was going to be Ken Norton Jr. It ended up being Bill Musgrave. Did they get that right? At 95.7 The Game on Twitter is where you can vote. We'll get to your phone calls. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795.
This is Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
It's almost better when I sing and then they say this is Zachariah as if I was the one singing. Welcome back in. It is Zachariah Solo Dolo here on 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we're going to transition into dubs. So Raider Nation, you can get in now. I'm going to go over some off-season things that the Silver and Black have lying ahead of them. We have on the Twitter poll at 95.7 The Game. Did the Raiders fire the right coordinator? Fired Musgrave, did not fire Del Norton Jr. You can answer yes or no. I think a lot of people thought Del Norton Jr. was going, but it ended up being Musgrave despite having a top 10 offense. So you can vote on that. You can call in on that, 888-957-9570. Raiders and Del Rio will have contract extension negotiations here soon. all the free agents that are coming up. Who do you want to keep? Malcolm Smith, Condor, Nate Allen, DJ Hayden, Matt McGloin, Andre Holmes, Menelik Watson, Perry Riley, Darren Bates, Brandon Trawick, Latavius Murray, Michael Rivera, Stacey McGee. What is that flag on?
You said Condor.
Oh, Condor.
John Condo.
Condo. Condo, Condor. He's kind of like a snake. Is a Condor a snake? Because I've had shots with that guy. That guy's an animal. It's a bird? Well, yeah.
It's like a vulture.
Is it a bird of prey? Yes, it's a bird of prey? Well, then, yes, I got it perfectly right.
You're wrong.
Do we have breaking news sounder, please? Can we please get the breaking news sounder? Thank you. Moments after the Packers kicked a 56-yard field goal, was it, to go up 31-28, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott drive down, and they kick a field goal themselves. Dan Bailey knots it at 31. So we might be looking at OT, but never sleep on Aaron Rodgers, who is the king. They're saying in Green Bay they don't even call it a Hail Mary anymore. They just call it a Mary because of how good he is at throwing Hail Marys, which I think is totally ridiculous. I watched the Sports Science, and we're talking about I'll get into that later. Anyways. Do not sleep on Aaron Rodgers and his ability to drive them down for a field goal to win it. 35 seconds. They have two timeouts, 31-31 over in Jerryville. So I will keep you abreast on that. But Raider Nation, if you want to jump in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line at 95795 has been very entertaining. So be sure to remind me to dedicate an entire segment just to the texters. A lot of it negative. Boy, do people hate me. Here's the thing about me, though. People call me cocky. I'm not cocky. I'm just confident. I'm very self-confident, and I'm not going to make any apologies about that. So just know that your hate does not affect me. In fact, I love it. I'm entertained by it. I'm more entertained by people texting in with hate than I am the love. And here's the other thing that I know about you, specifically you, 510. I can see your phone number.
I got the small pickle.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, I can say stuff like that because I know I don't have a small pickle. Neither here nor there. But just know, 510, that I can see that you're the same one texting all the hate. It's over and over again from the same phone number. So, like, you've got your hate out. You've got your hate out. Just let it linger in the air. But don't think that I think that it's different phone numbers. I can see, like, go get your friend's cell phone and text from that so I think it's somebody different. Otherwise, I see that it's your same number the entire time. Any Hoosier, we will do an entire text message segment at some point throughout the show. Aaron Rodgers, he is trying to drive and get a game-winning field goal in Dallas. I'll keep you abreast on that. But let's go to Derek in New Jersey before I go through the pro football focus grades. You know how much I love that website. Derek in New Jersey, we appreciate the long-distance listenership. What do you got, Derek?
I have to save the state of New Jersey at the last guy from New Jersey called with the Darren McFadden reference. Once I heard that, I had to call in.
Yeah, flag on Mitch. You know, Mitch and Derek pretty much make up our New Jersey listenership, but it's because you guys are Raiders fans and you can't get Raider talk out there. You're probably listening about the Giants and the Jets, right?
Hold on. Check this out. We got the Raiders coming East Coast three times next year.
Nice.
Washington, Philly, and the Jets.
Nah, are you going to go?
At least to the Jets and to the link. I'm not sure I'm going to go to Washington.
Yeah, I hear you on that. But that's very nice, though. That's got to be great because I know a lot of people that live in California whose teams are on the East Coast, and they always check the schedule immediately to see if they can go to a California game to watch their team. So that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be nice to the schedule and give them the Philadelphia and the Jet game, you know, back to back. But we'll see. All right, to the free agents, Murray's an interesting thing. I agree to your point. Rashard and Washington are nice players, but man, could you imagine them trying to pick up the blitz with Joey Bosa coming in? Joey Bosa, you can't do it. You need a big back there. They'll get steamrolled. But I do like the trio of backs. My thing with the free agents is there's nobody in there that I'm in love with. I mean, nobody that to me is not expendable at the right price.
But out of the ones that I listed off, Derek,
I looked at the list too. I mean, I saw everything and I said there's nobody there. Other than Condo. I keep Condo, but, you know. But they have to address the linebacker situation and the inside pass rush. Those are the two big things. I mean,
yeah.
You can't have Kelsey wandering all around the field and not being able to stop the guy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an inside pass rush, they can double team Mac and Irvin, and you got nothing. And
yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it, whether they're going to do it through the draft first or free agency first. Because when you draft somebody in the first round, as low as we're going, we're not going to get Jabril Peppers. So I don't know where they're going to go, but those are the big issues for me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Derek. And if you look at that, I know you're in Jersey, but if you look at the Niners, I talked about this ad nauseum as they were making three straight NFC championship games. You know how good their front seven made their back four look? I mean, your linebackers and your D linemen can make your secondary look much more incredible than they actually are. So the linebacker position is the biggest thing for me. And I know Malcolm Smith has a championship pedigree. He was a Super Bowl MVP, and the Raiders love getting those kind of guys, as they did numerous times with the Packers. And, you know, anyways, my point is you can make your secondary look a lot better than it is if your front seven is that dominant, and they've already got more pieces on that side of it than they do on the back side of it. So shore up the middle, you know, the linebacking crew, and let's see what they can do.
It's going to be tough. I mean, all the other teams are going to get better, and you know, they had a great year. A lot of it was done smoke and mirrors, I think, on the offense. Like the Saints game, they pulled a lot of rabbits out of the hat.
Yeah, going for two. Screen. Yeah, no, I'm with you. The Titans game, and thank you for the phone call, Derek. Thank you for listening. Look, he's totally right. There were numerous times where that came about, where you just, you know, you're watching your team and they won and it was great. I mean, it was, you know, called them the cardiac kids or whatever it was. Quickly here on the PFF, and we're going to get to our good friend Scott Osler here at 5 o'clock. He can talk all things Bay Area sports. We'll get to him coming up here at the top of the hour. But to go through the PFF rankings, you had Derek Carr number 6 at his position at 87. Again, this is out of 100. This is Pro Football Focus. They do a much better job of breaking down how a player does. Like, if there's a tipped interception, they don't get held accountable for that as they would a normal interception. So Derek Carr was number 6 at 87. He was the 6th-ranked quarterback for PFF. Latavius Murray, this is why I want to bring him back. Again, the right price, yes, but I do want him back. He was 19th overall. He was the 19th overall running back at 73.1. Don't break the bank to pay him, but pay the man his money. We'll ask Scott Osler about that and much, much more, and we'll keep you updated on the playoff game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.